It's the worst podcast ever.
It's all lies.
It's all lies, yo.
It's all lies.
It's all lies.
It's all lies.
Worst podcast ever, yo.
It's all lies.
Welcome back, guys, to the worst podcast ever, season 2, episode 2. Welcome, 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 welcome back, welcome.
Welcome.
All right. So, yeah. Anyway, guys, we're back. It is season 2, episode 2 of the worst podcast ever. So.
And I'm your host, Danny Two Times. Danny Two Times.
And I am Janice 2.0. At this point, I'm essentially co-host. I'm promoting myself.
Yeah. It doesn't make sense to call you a guest anymore, considering we live together and.
Hey, I live here.
So. Pretty exactly. Much always going to be doing the podcast together. Anyway, we got some absolutely mind-blowing topics in the news today that we want to talk about. Some of this stuff is just sickening, like maddening. Like, it will drive you insane. You won't be able to comprehend some of these topics. But first, I got to get this off my chest. Before we even get into, here are the topics. Topic number one, mysterious message from Lime Man.
Are we going to play the message?
We will play the message. We will get to this topic first out of all of our topics. It has the highest priority. We received a mysterious message from the individual known as Lime Man. I don't remember which episode it was where he called in or we called him, or I forget how that worked, but he's on one of our episodes in season 1. If you want to check that out, just check out the descriptions. Look for the one that says mentions Lime Man. Yeah, we received a very scary, very concerning message from Lime Man, didn't we, Janice?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I hope he's okay wherever, whatever hellscape he's in. So we're going to be covering that first. Topic number two, after we address that, how does James Franco keep getting away with baby swapping?
Ah, yes. Someone's talking about it. Thank you. I'm glad we are.
There have been at least 49 swaps just in January 2024 already, right?
How does he have all that energy?
I'm not sure, but they keep finding his DNA.
That's multiple swaps per day.
Yeah, we think that there are multiple James Francos. Anyway, topic number three. Bruno Mars. Bruno Mars has just started a campaign on Kickstarter trying to raise funds for a life jacket company. Bruno Mars what? Life jackets. Yeah, have you seen this?
No.
Yeah, it's nuts. Basically, we're going to go over like...
What's he hiding?
Yeah, like what's he planning with this? You know, why life jackets? Like it must involve some kind of catastrophic aquatic event. So I want to find out, you know... I mean, we found out what he's planning, what's really going on in the firmament of the earth, and we have the answers. So anyway, guys, let's get into topic number one. We received a mysterious message from the individual known as Lime Man, and we are going to play that message for you tonight. We're going to play it now. So... here it is. This was sent to our Gmail, which, by the way, is DannyMF2Times@gmail.com. Send us your mail. We will read the mail. We'll read your mail. We're not going to read your mail. We're going to read the mail that comes in.
Just get to the inbox.
Cool. So this is... So here's the message that we received from Lime Man. Just a fair warning, this is very disturbing audio and viewer discretion is advised.
Hey, Danny Two Times. Hey, This is Lime Man. Listen, I need your help. Amy Poehler is out of control. She's grown 40 stories tall and has recruited an army.
Ah!
Oh my God! Listen, I need you to use your show to tell someone about this. Otherwise, I don't know what's gonna stop her. Someone needs to do something.
One tiny critique, if you do
want to
be taken seriously, you might learn from
me.
Oh no.
Jesus Christ.
That sounded like Amy Poehler. That must be true.
Amy Poehler? Why? Why? What's going on?
You know, Leslie from Parks and Rec?
Yeah.
That Amy Poehler.
Wow. Okay, so obviously we need to tell someone about this. So
now you know.
Listen, if you are listening to this podcast right now, just know, if you sit and do nothing, you are an accessory to the murder of millions of people right now as Amy Poehler raises armies of, I would only assume, the undead.
Well, it sounds like she became a giant.
Yeah, if you are listening to this, you need to do something about this because we can't do it. We're recording the podcast right now.
Yeah.
But you heard all that gunfire and you heard, well, I didn't hear Amy Poehler's voice.
Honestly, go Amy Poehler. That's fucking awesome.
I don't know what kind of sick, twisted individual would like make something like that up and send it to us and then have us like broadcast it to our hundreds of thousands of subscribers across the world. That's what happened. So that information is out in the world now. It is now probably getting tweeted or X'd.
Is that what they call it now?
I think...
It's still called Twitter. Fuck that.
Well, Elon Musk killed a guy, so...
He also killed a company, so...
Yeah.
Anyway,
guys...
topic number two.
Hope that gets sorted out for you, Lime Man.
I hope that Amy Poehler gets to stay a giant and you guys just leave her alone and maybe just like get out of her way.
Also, we received that we received that email over 2 weeks ago, so I think, you know, at this
point, Lime Man's gone.
I haven't heard anything in the news, so I haven't gotten any more Lime messages.
But
so.
maybe she didn't hurt anybody. Maybe she was just a
There was an
totally
ad.
Awesome giant badass woman just walking around.
Yeah. Maybe she just intended no harm. I was gonna say there was an ad for fresh limes. But that was all I saw. There's no other I even searched the word lime in my inbox, nothing, so I don't know.
He's been erased off the face of the earth.
I mean, what did he even do? Like, what? He never explained his persona of Lime Man. Like, does he
procure
fresh citrus limes and other citrus-related fruits? Is he like a pirate suffering from scurvy, or is he a lime?
Maybe he's like a limey.
Some kind of metamorphosis. Slimy.
Yeah, no.
Woke up in his bed because he was
not
a salesman.
Man. No.
Yeah. Shit.
Is he maybe a frog? Who can turn into a human? And he's a lime green poisonous dart frog?
Sounds really dangerous. Anyway, we hope you get that sorted out. Moving on to topic number two. This is an urgent topic because this is happening live right now, pretty much every day. You can just go to TMZ, go to New York Post. If you look on these websites, it's like every day with this guy. He's swapping the babies. He's just swapping them.
Yeah.
And okay, so basically, obviously you guys are thinking, what is baby swapping? It's this really twisted thing that James Franco does where he goes and he swaps two babies at a hospital, so that the babies essentially grow up with their respected, like, not respected.
With switched parents.
Switched and swapped parents. They do the old switch and swap. And so obviously, you know, the first thing you're thinking is like, well, wouldn't they just be able to tell the babies apart? Yeah, he's already thought about that. He finds babies that look really similar. Then he swaps them. And then, like, I don't even get what he gets out of it.
I think what's so crazy about it is not just the obvious psychotic behavior, but really the amount of effort and conniving planning that it takes to sneak into the labor and delivery center of a hospital is really just concerning. That is some sly, sneaky shit.
Yeah, the attention to detail and the effort and everything.
Yeah.
But at the same time,
he's creating fake badges to get into these hospital wings.
I have heard that he's studying metal craftsmanship a lot. So he's creating
and
badges,
like
nanotechnology, key cards, nanotechnology. Yeah, he's really smart. Like, you know, like he like went to like five colleges or some shit. Like, no one ever like reads about that, but like James Franco is on a constant quest. He's like a hunger for knowledge, and he just and no one's stopping him. Like, he's just allowed, because you are allowed to just learn as much as you want. Anyone can just fucking learn as much as they want. So that's what James Franco's doing. And no one else is doing it because
we're
all just kind of lazy fucks.
Learning isn't the problem. The ability to learn is not the problem. It's what you do with that power that defines you.
It's unlimited. Like, we all know knowledge is power. And James Franco has the most knowledge.
And pizza is knowledge.
Pizza is not, I don't know where you're going with that. But look, the thing I don't understand is that he gets nothing out of this. Swapping the babies. It's like one of those pranks where you like, it's like you don't ever see it. Like, what's an example of that? What's like a prank that you do that like you don't even like, you're not even going to witness the prank happening, but like you'll know.
I once covered one of our friend's car in post-it notes. Fuck you! We didn't get to see the reaction, but we knew that they were going to be obviously pissed.
That's kind of funny. But yeah, you didn't even get to see. So
you,
like,
just know, because it's just like, you know that they're going to have to just take them, pick them off one by one.
I guess you kind of almost vicariously experience, you know, like you can almost like imagine it happening. Oh, a good example is my good buddy Jeff of Jeff Linden and the Black Spot Society, and also a local honeymoon new hip hot band out of Philadelphia. Check them out. One time we were at this bar in Lancaster, and he turned on the, he used the tune, what's it called? Tune Time? Touch Tunes, that's what it was called. So we left the bar, but then we used Touch Tunes to,
in the parking lot.
In the parking lot to play like
old emo music.
I think we played a Dio song, which honestly is like a service to the bar, in my opinion.
But also played like Hawthorne Heights.
I think we may have also requested like this one Dream Theater song that was like
15 minutes long.
Like 15, like, could you imagine sitting in a bar and just like you just like you pick your head up for a second and you're like, what the fuck is this? Like, what
is happening?
This is still playing?
Is this the same song? The chorus,
like,
comes
back
in.
Like, turn this off.
This, you don't realize how long you've been there.
15 minutes and you're still soloing? Anyway, That's how it strikes me, the whole James Franco baby swapping thing. It's like he's not even gonna see like what this is gonna do. It's gonna wreak havoc on the kids. Well, will it?
But the real question is, like, how is he doing that and maintaining his acting career? Like, that's a lot of dedication.
Honest, I don't think we have the time to even get to how he's doing this, how he's accomplishing it. But like, I just want to understand the mindset and the the driving factor behind these actions, because when you think about it, you know, he swaps the babies, and then they the parents never know, and then they just live out their lives. Like, what kind of effect does that have, if any? How do you know that that didn't happen to you? How do you know that James Franco didn't do that to you?
Powerful stuff. Powerful stuff.
Because you've heard the theory that James Franco, the James Franco immortality theory. You've heard that.
I've heard of the Pixar theory, but not the James Franco immortality theory.
Well, I don't even want to talk about it anymore because it's just making me so upset. So,
shall we get into Bruno Mars?
Yeah, let's move on to topic number three, because this is just as bad. Bruno Mars, how much money has he raised so far?
I think it's like $3.2 million.
If you go to Bruno Mars,
lifejacket.com.
It's you can see the funding amount, and then you can also donate and join the mailing list and everything like that. I wouldn't recommend it. You get a lot of spam. Some really weird products, too. Like, did you get, like, really weird products from Bruno Mars' Life Jacket?
Like the inflatable fleshlights and sex toys?
Yeah, it's just, like, all sex toys. Like, all, and a lot, and some crazy shit. Like, shit I've never even seen. Ah! Why is it coming from Bruno Mars' Life Jacket? Anyway, look.
Why is that their affiliate?
Yeah, it's very strange. I digress. $3.2 million have already been raised for this Bruno Mars Life Jacket venture. So he is going to be manufacturing and distributing life jackets. But after some investigations, we found out that the distributors are actually shell companies. There are no distributors. So Bruno Mars, and we're the only ones that fucking know this, Bruno Mars has approximately 500,000 life jackets, and he has no plans of distributing them, no plans of selling them, so he's just harboring these. What is coming for us? That's what we don't know. Is it going to be a 5-million-foot-tall rogue wave? Is it going to be some kind of
monster? I mean, I wouldn't even joke about that.
Avatar-related event where he syncs up with the moon cycle and just fucking, like, swamps the planet.
I think,
like,
you're on the right track.
Stop.
The obvious answer is that Bruno Mars is Poseidon. He is the god of the oceans, and he's planning something devious. Okay?
Hang on. That is an insane statement. Bruno Mars is Poseidon, god of the seas?
Yeah. I'm not going to say he's Poseidon per se, but he is the god of the sea. Whatever you prefer, Neptune, Poseidon, whatever you recognize as that ocean god. That's Bruno Mars.
So strawberry,
he's a waterbender.
Strawberry champagne, strawberry champagne on ice. Is that an anagram? If you swap the letters, does it turn into "I am God of the Sea"? It does. Wait, I have some paper. Strawberry champagne on ice. Then you swap C, swap the J. Yeah, it turns into "I am God of the Sea," although C is spelled S-E-E, which is kind of dumb. But okay. So Bruno Mars is a god of
waterbending
the sea.
Waterbending sea god.
He has all the life jackets. Is he trying to float something, like a gigantic, massive object? Or will he become, like, made of stone and he needs the extra flotation himself? And is there anything that we can even fucking do to prepare for this?
Well, since he's God of the Sea, he really has nothing to worry about, nothing to fear. He will always be safe and protected by that water. However, because he has full control of that water, I think that he's simply just hopping on a trend that he can predict so that he can make the most amount of money in the shortest amount of time with these designer jackets, designer life jackets.
That makes sense. But anyway, it is now time to check the Gmail.
Let's check the Gmail.
Yeah!
All right, we got a message from Marco Rubio, assuming that's not the real Marco Rubio. Marco writes in, have you guys heard about the killer hornets? They're everywhere. They're in my mind. They're in my eyes. How do I close this? Sent from my iPhone. Okay.
Wow. That sounds like quite the predicament.
Well, honestly, that's not real. I think, why are we even being like therapists, these people? Why is this?
Why do we entertain this shit?
The role that was given to us.
Yeah.
Guys, we're not looking for these kind of emails. Please stop sending us emails about bees, scorpions. Gems are cool.
Poisonous snakes are cool too.
Yeah, I guess.
I'll take a good poisonous snake.
But
fun fact.
Other than that, just like, come on, guys. Like, we're not your therapists. We don't know what to do about bees in your mind. That's just something I can't even. Like, I don't know, man. Like, just get some sleep. See if that helps. Anyway, guys, thanks so much for sticking around. Sorry for the long hiatus. We're definitely back at it again with regular content. Thanks so much for sticking around. And we'll be back later with episode 3. So again, from the worst podcast ever, we hope you had a terrible time. Goodbye.